lecture on the 5th, on a certain date, the 5th, and the ambulation on the 8th. In other words, they didn't take x-rays at the hospital, and then they got the guy up and walked him around, and when they should have, because they had an injury that they should have done that for. Whether or not those two actions of conduct on behalf of the hospital were a substantial cause in bringing about the damage. And I think the guy ended up paraplegic. I have to read through the rest of the case. Those are the kinds of questions. They are complex. Many major trials are, many of them, much of them are spent, and many dollars and effort are spent in the plaintiff proving causation to the jury and the defendant trying to disprove there was a substantial cause. I mean, that is a major factor in litigation.
If I, if you sued me, brought action against me, and I proved that I was not a substantial contributor or causal relationship, could I then turn around and sue you for bringing me into the action in the first place?
Probably not in most instances, no.
Not unless I could prove it.
Not unless you could.
Probably not successfully.
Not unless you could satisfy the elements of either wrongful use of civil process or abuse of process.
Okay.
I think the answer is yes, if you could show that I was reckless on what I did with no...
Or had absolutely
good
no
basis,
yeah.
Or to bring it.
Okay. Thank you.
Are there further questions? Comments? Any other business to come before the subcommittee this evening?
What did you excuse Mr. Cooney or what?
Oh, I'm sorry. Tom, did you plan
here to
speak
answer
this
some
evening?
Questions?
Yes. Is anybody late? I was supposed to talk about
he was supposed
the
to talk.
Of the caps, I guess.
He was supposed to talk last night,
and
he was supposed to talk tonight. What I have, Mr. Chair, I've got a set of, well, two issues. I've got a set of proposed amendments on the caps. I don't know, you know, it seems to me that that is a major issue that you've
I would
got some
rather
concerns
deal
about.
With it if when we're fresh and
But I don't know when I can get Mr. Cooney down here again, if we can't get to him, or when the committee can schedule it. And I guess I'd like a time certain because...
Sure. Friday afternoon, Tom, is that potentially open if we could slot you in for an hour or half an hour at a time certain?
Sure.
Green card?
It seems to me there's two major sticking points. One, I'm not... The joint several and the other is the caps. So I'm going to need.
Well, if you get some more questions on joint and several, as long as we're on it, I'd be happy to try to respond to what your questions are on it. I mean, this.
Okay. Maybe I over the caps, however, is that issue of.
Caps is a big issue. I think that, you know.
Okay. Council,
my client was so easy.
We're going to move it down to 100 and a half.
We're going to take it down to 100 and a half where it belongs.
Take it any way you like.
Could I ask this?
The council advises me it looks like we do have some time Friday afternoon. Now, I realize Friday afternoon before Memorial Day weekend it may
it's
not
very
be
popular,
optimal, but. My sense is it may be better than trying to continue this evening.
Could I ask this? Would it be possible to put Mr. Cooney on first Friday afternoon?
Yes.
Mr. Chair?
Okay. I believe. Council, correct me if I'm wrong.
I think I promised someone.
I know you've got several people in. I know that.
Well, those other people haven't been brought down twice.
Three times.
I'll talk to them.
Council will advise and give a time certain on Friday, and we'll try to make it as certain and as much time as we can provide within the context. I think we have at least a couple of other folks. Mr. Johnson has been up from Eugene, I think, two or three times and hasn't been able to speak.
And as a constituent of mine.
And as a constituent of Representative Dix's. Now, Mr. Cooney's parents are my constituents, so I have...
Good, we were about to remind you of that. Okay.
We all have constituents here. And, Tom, I apologize. We will just set it out and try to stick more closely to certain blocks of time on Friday afternoon. And I believe Professor Vetri is coming up also, so there'll be an opportunity for some of the kind of dialogue perhaps that Representative Dix and others find helpful. And Council Kip, if you could meet with Catherine perhaps sometime tomorrow, we'll just lay the timeline out in terms of blocks of time Friday afternoon.
I just want to know when to tell Tom to be here and...
Right.
And hopefully get it, get it done then.
Right.
Okay.
Right, with that, is that okay with folks, members? Is that agreeable to you folks?
Whatever you want, Mr. Chair.
Thank you very much.
As long as we get $150,000, we're happy.
Better to have.
That'll make me happy too, do I?
How about 50?
There's no further business. We'll be adjourned.
How about the other guy, zero?